Well, it's interesting, Oisin, how good a day we have today, but the weather forecast for Sunday feels it's going to be windy and wet, so that's going to make it a tough, dogged match. It's going to be very defensive, we know. It'll be something like the Monaghan game, and we just have to accept that that's the kind of match it's going to be. Both teams will play very defensive. Donegal, the one plus that Donegal have is they're used to have playing against that type of system against Monaghan. They'll have studied that. They'll have studied the way Cork played against Tyrone, because Tyrone were defensive against Cork, but Cork got through. Now, the Cork forwards worked really, really hard, and he took on Kerrigan early on in the game to carry the ball. A normal forward to put him in defence to carry the ball. So that's what Cork did, and it worked for them. Donegal have a look at doing something like that there. From Tyrone's point of view, they'll change Sean Kavanagh inside, and Matty Donnelly work on that there. They'll play their two. They'll name Peter Hart at wing half back. He will play wing half forward, and he'll come back, and they'll take back their two wing half forwards. They'll leave Colm Kavanagh very, very deep in that area in front of the full back line. So it's going to be very defensive. It's going to be a tough match, and I don't expect to see many goals in it.
And Martin, what about the pressures involved in this game, given what's at stake? The winners will stay up and the losers are facing Division 2 next year.
Yeah, it's interesting. I know it's just a game that neither team want, because of the fact that they're both meeting in the preliminary round of the Ulster Championship. But it's the way it's working out. Donegal, you know, the game that Donegal look back and regret is the Monaghan game. They were the better side that day. You know, they didn't get enough scores when they were on top, and, you know, they paid the penalty for that. Tyrone probably be disappointed with the Cork match. They felt they should have won that game when they were well ahead and they were in control of that match. So, yeah, a lot of pressure on. It's really big championship game. Suppose people in Tyrone, I was talking to them this week, they're saying that in the big championship games so far, the big games in the two counties this last while, Donegal have won them. That puts a bit of pressure on Tyrone. But in league matches, Tyrone normally come out on top. So yeah, a lot of pressure on both teams. It'll be a good match. Yeah, it's going to be important for both teams to want it. Tyrone at home to Kerry and Donegal away to Mayo, and I don't expect maybe either of them to get much in that in the last game.
Will this game have any bearing or influence on the championship game in 7 weeks' time?
No, I don't think so. And the other thing, I think looking at I know Tyrone are saying that relegation would be a disaster nearly for them, because they've got a new young team and they would like to keep them in that division. From Donegal's point of view, we look at if they were relegated, maybe it wouldn't be a bad thing. Whether we would like to stay in Division 1, but it mightn't be a bad thing, because the fact is you could rest players, look at other players in Division 2, easily do that there. And we went to an All-Ireland final from Division 2, Donegal. So, you know, the pressure maybe more so on Tyrone from that point of view, that Mickey Hart's making it clear that he wants to stay in the division. Yeah, you'd rather play against the Cork and Kerrys and the Dublins this world every year. So that, from that point of view, is a big game. The fact that it does look like, as you said, that it's going to end up at least three teams on 6 points. So it looks like that the winner of this game is going to stay up.